Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, there's an alarming new study about taking supplements, the science behind communicating with dogs. And we'll tell you why this woman is freaking out.
Oh my God!
No one has won the Mega Millions jackpot since July 24th, and that didn't change Tuesday night. So with no winner, the Mega Millions jackpot has ballooned to $868 million, the game's largest prize ever. It's also now the second largest lotto jackpot in history. But if you heard those numbers and thought it was time to buy a ticket and quit your job, hold on for a second. The chances of winning the Mega Millions jackpot were 1 in 302 million. The odds of winning the combined $1.2 billion from this and the current Powerball, a staggering 1 in 88 quadrillion. That's 15 zeros. Compared to winning Tuesday's Mega Millions, you were also 258 times more likely to be struck by lightning, 432 times more likely to give birth to identical quadruplets, and 465 times more likely to get a game-winning royal flush in poker. If you do win, experts recommend the first thing you should do is sign your ticket and stay quiet until you claim your prize. As the Mega Millions jackpot grows, we'll find out if there's a big winner on Friday. In the meantime, you have to ask yourself one question. Do you feel lucky? Let's now go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Deidre Bolton. Deidre, it was a little harder to watch videos online this week.
That's right, Kristen. If video of cats playing the piano are your pleasure, you were out of luck when Google's YouTube suffered a worldwide outage. Users got a blank page, no video. It's a rare occurrence for the company. No explanation has been given as to the cause of the outage. Target is stepping up its toy game for the holidays. The retailer will dedicate nearly a quarter of a million square feet of new space to its toy business across its 500 stores. Target customers will also be able to shop for more than 2,500 new and exclusive toys. And if you're looking for a new gig, try Pittsburgh. Glassdoor ranked the Steel City as the best metro area in which to find jobs in 2018. Rounding out the top five, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and Hartford, Connecticut.
How did Glassdoor come up with the rankings?
The rankings were based on affordability of housing, as well as job satisfaction and hiring opportunities relative to the population. Kristen, back to you.
Good to know. Thanks, Deidre. Some more headlines for you. The Conners premiered Tuesday night and pulled solid ratings, narrowly edging out Roseanne's May 2018 finale. Roseanne Barr wasn't happy about being fired from the show or killed off. She tweeted, "I ain't dead," followed by an expletive. And look at this massive gator spotted at a Florida golf course. He goes by the name Chubbs, and it's easy to see why. The Buffalo Creek Golf Course says Chubbs has been living there for a long time and is not a nuisance. And finally, watch how excited Ariel Williams gets when she finds out she passed the Illinois bar exam.
Oh my God!
Williams said, "I've only wanted to be an attorney. It's the only thing I ever wanted to do." Good for her. All right, let's go to Danielle Knox now from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So Danielle, it's a good thing to hold on to all your books.
Well, Kristen, I'm finding out that my book hoarding might not be a bad thing. Even if your kids' shelves are completely overflowing, do not get rid of those books. A joint American-Australian study says owning a lot of books will make your children smarter, and they don't even have to read them. The study found that there were connections between books owned and better math, literacy, and computer skills later on in life. Americans want more family time. In a new report, 1 in 4 family members say that they've got a close family member they have not seen in 10 years or more. The report looked at 2,000 people to identify how they stay in touch. They looked at family traditions like holiday get-togethers and family reunions. Sadly, 74% say they have a close family member they'd lost touch with and would like to be reunited. Considered a bad habit for most of us, a new study says dropping an F-bomb here and there actually may be good for you. A few years ago, a psychologist in the UK looked at how swearing affected pain tolerance. He found that most people became more pain tolerant when they swore. In a recent study, researchers found the less somebody swore on a regular basis, the more pain relief they received when they actually did curse. And that's what you need to know. All right, Kristen, so I know during childbirth, I may have dropped it. Well, never mind. You get the idea. Back to you.
Well, whatever helps. Thanks, Danielle. You know, people can get very serious about their emojis, especially New Yorkers. And Jason Matheson, host of The Jason Show on Fox 9 in Minneapolis, is here to tell us why. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Kristen. Well, we're going to learn a lesson this week. Don't mess with New Yorkers and their bagels. Probably some of you watching already knows this lesson. Here's the deal. Apple released a bunch of new emojis, and one of the new emojis was a bagel. Was a bagel emoji. Well, New Yorkers took to Twitter with their displeasure over the look of the bagel. It was too thin and most offensive to some people. No cream cheese, girl. No cream cheese. So Apple heard the complaints, and I love this. I love this so much. Apple went back, and rest assured, it has been corrected. There is now a plumper bagel complete with cream cheese. New York, you can rest easy now. Kristen.
I love that story. You gotta have the cream cheese. Thanks, Jason. And by the way, you can catch The Jason Show now streaming nationwide on Hulu. Okay, picture this. Your Lyft driver pulls up to get you, and the driver is Chance the Rapper. That actually happened to a few lucky riders in Chicago. The rapper was so serious about raising money for art education that he took on a second job as a Lyft driver to spread the word. He went undercover to make a video that encourages riders to donate to Chicago's public schools' arts programs. The video shows the rapper incognito with shades and a hat using his alias, John, to take various riders around the city. He then reveals his identity and the riders freak out. He tells riders to use Lyft's Roundup and Donate feature to support the new Chance Fund. The fund was created to increase student access to arts education. It targets schools experiencing budget cuts and other monetary challenges and helps provide materials to support students and help Chicago public schools maintain a high standard. It's always good to see celebrities using their platform for a great cause like this. Have you ever wondered if your dog knows what you're saying? Well, a new study suggests that for the most part, they do. The Frontiers in Neuroscience Journal found that dogs have at least a basic understanding for the meaning of words they have been previously taught. The study was one of the first to look at how dogs associate words with objects by using brain imaging. The study also found that dogs do know the difference between words they've heard and ones they haven't. One neuroscientist at Emory University says, "We know that dogs can process some words because they can take our commands, but research also shows dogs rely heavily on other nonverbal cues and emotional expressions to understand as well. Researchers also believe dogs give a valiant effort because they can sense their owners want them to understand what they're saying. That's so sweet, isn't it? That must be why they're man's best friend. Okay, time now for this week's Page Six Fix. He started from the bottom. Now Drake is a father, and he's opening up about his son. Carlos Greer has details. Hey, Carlos.
Well, Kristen, Drake was in his feelings about his new son. The singer fathered a child with a former adult film star and was gushing about how he's already in the pool shooting basketball. Offset and Friends threw a surprise birthday party for Cardi B. Stars like Kourtney Kardashian, Tiffany Haddish, and designer Jeremy Scott were all in attendance. She even got a Rolex and a diamond-encrusted necklace that spells out baby culture's name. But it was DJ Khaled's 2-year-old son, Assad, who won the birthday weekend wars. Khaled rented out the Miami Marlins 36,000-seat stadium for a lavish birthday party featuring fairground rides and a Ferris wheel. And that's this week's Page Six Fix. See you next time.
Thanks, Carlos. For the latest news and gossip, watch Page Six TV. Check your local listings. An interesting story here. As new NFL and NBA seasons kick off, be warned, your favorite team may be killing you. Be it broken bones, increased blood pressure, bruises, or worse, rooting for your team may be more dangerous than actually playing. And this doesn't even include injuries sustained during post-game brawls or while destroying property. Instead, a study in the Canadian Journal of Cardiology found the thrill and agony of watching your home team causes heart rates to spike, especially during scoring and overtime. That rising blood pressure is made worse by heavy drinking. So experts suggest spectators not only watch the game, but their alcohol intake, diluting it with plenty of water. Moderation is also key when it comes to salty and processed foods at the concession stand, which in excess can lead to a heart attack or stroke. Take these tips to heart, and who knows, you may be able to stress your way through yet another season of highs and lows. In today's hometown stories from Fox 9 Minneapolis, one high school marching band in Andover, Minnesota won't let adversity stop them from marching forward. The band lost its director last April due to low enrollment. But the group of 44 students didn't let that stop them. Andover High staff member Sam Springer stepped up to take the lead, and she's already seen a big improvement in their playing. In the past, they struggled in competitions, but now they're winning awards. In our second story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, if you're suffering from cardiac arrest, you need help fast, sometimes faster than it will take emergency crews to get to you. That's where PulsePoint comes in. It's a free app being tested in Polk County, Florida. When someone calls 911 to report a cardiac arrest, the app sends out an immediate message to people nearby who are trained in CPR. Law enforcement officials think the app will help boost survival rates throughout the county. And in our final story, from Fox 4 Dallas, Jim Andrews has volunteered with the Arlington Police Department for 20 years, but his favorite task is creating an award that honors fallen officers. Each Arlington police recruit takes part in the Fallen Officer Challenge. It's a grueling 2-hour, 6-mile obstacle course. At the end, they get a wooden trophy hand-carved by Jim. The challenge keeps alive the memory of the 8 Arlington police officers who have given their lives in the line of duty. And Jim says he's honored to use his woodworking talent to help support those who serve. All right, many of you can probably relate to this next one. Sometimes you want to straighten your hair and sometimes you want to curl it, which is why we have today's Top 30 Steal, an InStyler Ionic Styler Pro Hot Brush and Ceramic Flat Iron at a special 52% discount. This one tool can do whatever you need. It easily straightens your hair or adds volume in just minutes. This is a hot brush and a flat iron all in one. You just close it to use it as a hot brush or open it up to reveal the flat iron. The Cool Touch Hot Brush adds volume and creates waves, and the ceramic flat iron straightens and gets rid of frizz. Both leave your hair looking smooth and shiny. The InStyler Ionic Styler Pro Hot Brush and Ceramic Flat Iron retails for $60, but today you can buy it for just $29. That's a 52% discount, and you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. As Halloween approaches, more than a few adults may know exactly who they're going to call. That's because a survey of 2,000 Americans found roughly 6 in 10 not only believe in ghosts, they've actually encountered one.
I see dead people.
Even more, some 40% of those surveyed believe their pets have interacted with a spirit as well. Whether the ghost was spooky or friendly, many admit to crying, hiding, or running away upon sighting the supernatural. And while men were twice as likely to scream, women were louder. In fact, on a decibel scale, male screams compared to vacuum cleaners, female screams to a noisy restaurant. But it wasn't only ghosts. The Groupon Commission survey also asked what people generally feared most. Rejection, heights, and public speaking ranked, but the list was topped by perennial frights, sharks, spiders, and snakes. Ironically, while most Americans have seen a ghost, spirits didn't even rank in the top 10. All right, moving on. It's been 7 years since Amy Winehouse passed away at age 27. Now the Grammy-winning voice behind Valerie and Rehab is set for a new tour in 2019 via hologram. With more, we're joined by New York City radio host Mike Adam. Mike, how did this all come together?
So Amy's family, they've teamed up with Bass Hologram, and for this tour, what you're going to see is live backup singers, a live band, like literally living people. They won't use any holograms for that stuff. And then remastered arrangements of some of her classics. But back in 2016, something very similar was about to go down with Whitney Houston. They ended up pulling the plug last minute because they thought the technology wasn't up to par. So we'll see if this even happens for Amy.
Okay, so I understand the tour will raise money for the Amy Winehouse Foundation to fight substance abuse among young people, but what's the fan response been?
Fans kind of feel like she's being exploited and that her family could even tarnish her legacy a bit with this. You got to think too, no matter how good the technology is, you're still not going to get like that funny Amy Winehouse banter in between songs, stuff like that, that really enhances the concert goer's experience. So would somebody even pay for this? I don't know.
Well, we'll see how this pans out. Thanks, Mike. Here's a sobering statistic for you. Major depressive disorder affects about 14.8 million American adults. That's according to the American Psychological Association. But a study featured on the National Academy of Sciences says that Facebook could help predict depression. Language related to depression could be references to sadness, loneliness, hostility, and increased self-reference. This could be language mentioned in posts, statuses, comments, or captions. An increase in negative emotion words on Facebook was associated with people experiencing greater depression severity. Given the words featured on a person's Facebook account, clinicians can point to specific forms of depression. While Facebook and other social media platforms can help in diagnoses, it also can help in monitoring a patient's improvement. Clinicians can monitor a patient's reaction to major events or everyday life to ensure the best treatment options are given. All right, Halloween is coming up fast, and if you can't do haunted houses but happen to have a sweet tooth, there's a tour that might be just for you. Ben and Jerry's Flavor Graveyard is the final resting place of the beloved brand's discontinued varieties. It's on the grounds of the company's headquarters in Waterbury, Vermont. This year, visitors who go to the graveyard and tour the factory between October 29th and Halloween get to try a special flavor. It's the only place the pumpkin pie ice cream will be available. The dearly depinted tour features 40 headstones. Flavor fans visit to reflect and wonder what went wrong. Some were discontinued to make more room on store shelves. Others just didn't work. Peanuts popcorn was reportedly killed off when the popcorn became soggy. The graveyard has even hosted a funeral for What a Cluster. Those who feel strongly that a flavor should be resurrected can submit a request online. Ben & Jerry's says it will bring the most popular back from the dead. Well, for anyone who's ever wanted to write for TV, now's your chance. Well, sort of. Netflix is developing a series of interactive specials that allow viewers to select storylines and show endings. While plans remain under wraps for the Choose Your Own Adventure project, it is expected to be featured in an upcoming episode of the sci-fi anthology series Black Mirror, a show which often explores the effects of new technologies. While these efforts are geared towards adults, Netflix has previously played with interactive TV for kids. Last year, the streaming giant premiered Puss in Book, an interactive special that let kids make decisions for the popular Shrek character before going back to rewatch other options. Netflix plans to release some 700 original series this year, but interactive TV does pose new production challenges as it requires longer scripts and shooting schedules than typical shows. Viewers should be able to choose their own Netflix adventure by year's end. An alarming new study found that users of dietary supplements may be getting more than they bargained for. Researchers found that many over-the-counter supplements were contaminated with prescription drugs. The team found drugs in 776 supplements from more than 100 companies. The pills most likely to be tainted were marketed to help with erectile dysfunction, weight loss, and muscle building. The supplements contain the active ingredients in drugs like Viagra and Prozac. Researchers also found an appetite suppressant that was pulled from the market over health risks, as well as anabolic steroids. The study's authors say unapproved prescription drugs can pose serious risks because they could interact with medications to manage other health issues. Health experts say to talk to a doctor before taking supplements. They can recommend products based on your medical history. Products with seals like USP Verified or NSF have been vetted by an independent group to make sure their contents are as advertised. More than half of Americans consume dietary supplements. It's a $35 billion industry. How about this next story? One state came up with a very unique way to get young people to move there. Pay them. Maine will help pay back the student loans of recent graduates who live and work in the state. The Educational Opportunity Tax Credit applies to any student who has graduated since 2016. In general, applicable taxpayers can subtract the total amount they spent on their student loans throughout the year from their state income tax liability. So, for example, if you owe Maine $2,000 in state income tax, but you paid $1,800 in student loans, you'd only owe Maine $200. The tax credit is even more generous for grads with a degree in a STEM field. They can get a check from Maine if the amount they paid for their student loans is greater than their state income tax liability. So if an engineer paid $2,500 in student loans but owes Maine $2,000 in state income tax, Maine will send them $500. The median age in Maine is 43, one of the oldest in the U.S., and they desperately need young people to help fill their workforce needs. Maybe paying them will do the trick. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for joining us. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Halloween can be fun for families, but dangerous for pets. We have tips on how to stay safe. Plus, thefts of a certain car part are on the rise. And workers who were asked about their bad bosses have some war stories. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.